Let's get started. Today's daf is Erevin daf Ayin Hey. Today we're going to discuss three basic topics in Chatzeros. The first one is if you have members of both an inner Chatzer and an outer Chatzer, that each make an independent Erev. People in the inner Chatzer make an Erev, people in the outer Chatzer make an Erev. So the Mishnah quotes a bunch of opinions as to the restrictions on the usage of the outer Chatzer. And we're going to discuss in the Gemara how to understand that machloka. So I'm going to have Rav Dimi's understanding, four challenges to Rav Dimi's understanding, and Ravin's going to give a different understanding, and that's topic number one. Then we're going to discuss the halach. If you have two chatzeros that join in a single Erev, and somebody from one of the chatzeros forgets to join in that Erev, so that halach depends on where the Erev was kept, which chatzer had a member who forgot to join in. Those are the two factors in determining that halacha. And then at the very end of the daf, we're going to discuss when you have a total of three people living in two chatzeros, does that create an iser to carry in the outer chatzer, and how a non-Jewish resident would affect that entire picture. So those are the three basic topics today. Let's get started. We left off at the Mishnah. We got all the way to the Mishnah and Daf Ayin Hey Amud Aleph. Says the Mishnah, Shtei Chatzeros Zulef Numizu. If you have two Chatzeros, one inside of the other one, Irva Hapnimis Velo Irva Achitzona. So the inner Chatzer made an Erev. The outer Chatzer did not make an Erev. Hapnimis Mutaris Vachitzona Asura. So that's very logical. The inner Chatzer is completely mutter because they have an Erev. The outer Chatzer is Asur. They don't have an Erev, so they're not allowed to carry in the outer Chatzer. No great Chiddush doesn't seem from that line. There may be Diyukim that we can make from that line, we'll see in the Gemara, but no great Chiddush in the direct Halacha taught in that line. Next case, Hachitzona Velo Apnimis. What if the outer Chatzer has an Eruv and not the inner Chatzer? So now it gets a little trickier. Shtehan Asuros. They're both going to be Asur. Why are they both going to be Asur? So the inner Chatzer is Asur because they don't have an Eruv. Why is the outer Chatzer Asur? So Rashi explains, Davya Pnimis Regel Ha'asura Bimakoma Va'oseres Bidrisas Ragla Al Hachitzona. Since the people in the inner Chatzer are not allowed to carry because they don't have an Eruv, and they have the right of passage through the outer Chatzer, they can ruin the ability of the people in the outer Chatzer to carry in their Chatzer. When you have a regel ha'asura b'mekoma, people who have a right of passage, who aren't even allowed to carry in their own place, when they have a right of passage through your place, they could take away your right to carry in your place, in the outer Chatzer. That is halacha number two. Irva zuli atzma v'zuli atzma. Third case, let's say both the inner Chatzer and the outer Chatzer each have their own Eruv, but they didn't join in a single Eruv together. Two Chatzeros are allowed to join in an Eruv together if they have a window or a Pesach b'neihem, and in this case they do, but they're also allowed to join in separate Eruvin. So they each join in their own separate Eruv. Zum muteres b'fnei atzma, v'zum muteres b'fnei atzma. So Tanakama says each one is allowed to carry in their own Chatzer. They're not allowed to carry from Chatzer to Chatzer, from one to the other, because it's that would be a problem because they don't have an Erev between them. But each one is allowed to carry in their own Chatzer. Rabbi Akiva Osar Achitzona Shedrisas HaRegel Osarta. But Rabbi Akiva says, no, they're not each allowed to carry their own Chatzer. The outer Chatzer is going to be Osar because of the Drisas HaRegel of the members of the inner Chatzer. The members of the inner Chatzer are not a Regel HaAsura B'Makoma. They're allowed to carry in the inner Chatzer. And previously we said only a Regel HaAsura B'Makoma, someone who's not allowed to carry where they are, their Drisas HaRegel is going to ruin the ability of the outer Chatzer to carry. Over here, they're allowed to carry in the inner Chatzer. Apparently, Rabbi Kiva holds, even a regel hamuteres b'mekoma is oseres shalo b'mekoma. Even people who are allowed to carry in their own location, the right of passage that they have through someone else's location can ruin the ability to carry in someone else's location. The Chum Amram and the Chum say, ein drisas haregel osarta. No, the fact that the people in the inner Chatzer are allowed to walk through the outer Chatzer does not cause any problems. Now, Rashi points out right on the spot, because it should not make much sense to us what this line is doing, B'gemara Mefarishla, that we're going to have to see what are the Chachamim adding. We already saw two opinions. Both possibilities were covered. The fact that the possibility that they do Aser and the possibility that they don't Aser were covered with the Tanakama and Rabbi Akiva. Tanakama said they don't Aser. Rabbi Akiva holds they do Aser. So what are the Chachamim adding when they say that they don't Aser? It sounds like saying just like the Tanakama. Period. That was the first part of the Mishnah. So again, the first part of the Mishnah discusses to Chatzeru Zu Lifnemizu, and all the possibilities of who made an Erev, who didn't make an Erev. If only the inner one made an Erev, only the inner one carried, not the outer one. If only the outer one made an Erev, nobody's allowed to carry because of the Drisa Saregel of the people in the inner one. If they both made an Erev, then it's a machlokas whether the outer one is allowed to carry. Certainly, if they both made an Erev, the inner one's definitely allowed to carry, but it's a machlokas whether the outer one is allowed to carry. At least that's the Pashut reading of the Mishnah. Next case, Shachach Echad Min Achitzon V'lo Irev. Let's say one member of the outer chatzer forgot to join in the Erev. Hapnimus Mutaris V'Achitzon Asura. So then the inner chatzer is Mutar, the outer chatzer is Asur. Min Apnimus V'lo Irev Shtein Asuros. If one member of the inner chatzer forgot to join in the Erev, then they're both going to be Asur. Nasnu Eruvan B'makom Echad V'Shachach Echad Bein Min Apnimus Bein Min Achitzon V'lo Irev Shtein Asuros. If they both put their Erev B'makom Echad, and the Gemara is going to have to explain what that Makom Echad is, but in one location, the two chatzeros put their Erev together in one location, and one member of the inner chatzer or one member of the outer chatzer forgot to join in the Erev, it ruins everything. Nobody's allowed to carry. V'imhayu shel yechidim einan tzrichon la'arev. But if the chatzeros were shel yechidim, they were chatzeros where they were only populated by an individual, by one person, then they don't require an Erev. If the bala chatzer is only a yachid, doesn't require an Erev. How do we define what's called a yachid? So the Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnah says a yachid means a yachid v'kalan shebeso. It doesn't mean it has to be a person living alone. It means one balabas with his entire family. That's called a yachid. The Meiri says if there's a chatzer achas that has different residents in the different homes in the chatzer, but they all eat, all the different people that live in different homes all eat on Shabbos in one place, even though on the weekdays they eat in different places. So on Legabe Shabbos, they're all considered Ki'ish Echad. That would also be called a Chatzer of a Yachid. Just the fact that people eat together on Shabbos makes it Ki'ilu, it's one family. It doesn't have to do with Dine Kurva over here. We wouldn't follow, we don't have to look at Hilchas Eidus and who's Pasul Eidus. It has nothing to do with Kurva. It has to do with who eats together. The Magen Mishnah in Hilchas Erevin says on the Rambam that anytime you have a Yachid B'Pnimis, a Yachid in the inner Chatzer is not going to asra on the outer chatzir. He says, for example, Rabim Asomchim al Shulchan Echad, if you have a lot of people that eat on one table, with the B'nai Panimus do not need an Eruv between them, so then they're not going to asra on the outer chatzir either. So the Beis Yosef just points out, Shulchan Echad doesn't necessarily always mean that they literally eat by one table. Often it means they draw support from the same place, even if they go back home and eat in separate locations. But if they draw support from the same place, that would also be called Shulchan Echad. But we're going to discuss a lot more about the latter part of the Mishnah later on in the Gemara. Actually, even before we get into the Gemara, one issue that comes up just directly related to the Mishnah is we have this concept apparently of drisa saregel, and it seems that everybody agrees that if somebody's a regel ha'osaras b'makoma, if someone is usher to carry in their own location and they have a rite of passage, they have a drisa saregel through our chatzer, so now we're not even allowed to carry in our chatzer because there's a drisa saregel. So this is a kasher. Rabbi Akiva Eger asks in a tshuva. The Shoal asks to Rabbi Akiva Eger in a tshuva. He says, I don't understand. The minhag ha'olam is, let's say the Erev in the town falls on Shabbos or before Shabbos, the Tzuras HaPesach comes down, and now no one's allowed to carry in the town. But there's a Beis HaKnesses which is in a yard. There's a Chatzer Beis HaKnesses. There are a few other homes together with the Beis HaKnesses in that Chatzer, and they made their own separate Erev Chatzeros. Apparently, the minhag ha'olam is even when the Erev everywhere else is down, if they have their own Erev Chatzeros within the Chatzer Beis HaKnesses, so they allow themselves to carry within that Chatzer. They would carry from the houses to the Beis HaKnesses, and from house to house they would carry in that area. So ask the Shul Rabbi Akiva Eger, you shouldn't be allowed to do that because Beis HaKnesses is owned by everybody. Everybody comes to the shul, and they walk from all different parts of town to the shul. Doesn't that mean that the whole rest of the town has drisa saregel through their chatzer. So if everybody else has drisa regal through the chatzer, it's a regal oseris b'makoma. If this everybody else who's walking to shul doesn't have an eruv, they're aser in their own place. They're walking through the chatzer beis hakneses. Shouldn't that aser the entire chatzer and everybody? That was the shaila that was asked Rabbi Kiva. So Rabbi Kiva Eger rather. So Rabbi Kiva Eger, big difference. So Rabbi Kiva Eger suggests he answers that no, that the shtei chatzer zulaf nimizu is a completely different situation. Our mishnah is a completely different situation. In our mishnah, the shtei chatzer zulaf nimizu, the inner chatzer has only one way out. Their only way out is through the outer chatzer. That's the kind of drisa saregel that causes a problem. If their only way to get to the outside world is through the outer chatzer, yes, then the fact that they have a rite of passage through the outer chatzer can ruin the outer chatzer, because that's their entire outlet. That's a significant enough drisa saregel, since it's their entire outlet to the outside world. But when you're dealing with a situation where people are allowed to walk through, but they're also allowed to walk to a million different places without walking through the Chatzar Beis HaKnesses, but they're allowed to walk through the Chatzar Beis HaKnesses to get to shul, that would not aser. And he says you have to say that way. It has to be that this chiluk exists, because otherwise, if you were not mechalik this way, let's say you had a village that was close to a city and a lot of people lived there and they didn't make an eruv in that village that's near the city, but they come on Shabbos to the shul in the city, so, and they buy seats in the shul. You can't keep them out, right? If you can keep them out, then they don't have a drisa regel. You can't keep them out. They have rights. They pay membership in the shul. They belong to the shul. So there's nothing you could do to keep them out. And they belong and they live in a city that's nearby that doesn't have an erev chatzeros. So what? So now ruins the whole city's erev, the whole shul. No one that lives in that city where the shul is has valid Erev because of Drisa Regel. This is, that's crazy. No town would ever have. A lot of times you have a shul in the town and there are Jews that live in the town. And there are always a few Jews that live on the outskirts, that live just beyond the Erev, because housing is half the price, just beyond the Erev. So they live just beyond the Erev. So that can't be a regular Asura that's gonna cause Drisa Regel, is going to ask the whole Erev. Says you have to say it this way. Because Mechavin, the Debihuda says pretty much the same thing. No, the Debihuda and the Chuvim, Adura Tinyon, Arachayim, also was asked a similar shaila about the regular asur, and also says the same basic idea that they don't have the right to asur with the drisa regel. Okay, let's see the Gemara now. So says the Gemara, ki asur Rav Dimi Amar Rabbi Yanai, zu diver Rabbi Akiva da Amar afilu regular muteris b'makoma osaris shalom b'makoma. That our Mishnah, the machlok, well, Rabbi Akiva in our Mishnah clearly holds that a regala muteris b'makoma is osar shalom b'makoma, meaning that even when the inner chatzer has their own eruv chatzeros, so they're allowed to carry, they can still cause a problem for the outer chatzer with their drisa regal. Their ability to walk through the outer chatzer is still going to be problematic. Aval chachamim omrim kishem sheregala muteris einos osaris kach regal haasura. The Chachamim hold the opposite extreme. They hold that not only does a regular muteres not make things usher, but just like a regular muteres doesn't make things usher for the people in the outer chatzer, even a regular ha'asura, even if the people in the inner chatzer are not allowed to carry in the inner chatzer, they still won't cause a problem for the people in the outer chatzer when they walk through that outer chatzer. So if Dimi explains, Machlok Spin of the Kiva and the Chachamim, Rabbi Kiva holds, Afilu regel ha'muteres b'mekom, a very extremely strict position, that even those who are mutter in the inner chatzer will cause a problem through their rite of passage in the outer chatzer, whereas the chum hold the other extreme, an extremely lenient position, that neither the rites of passage of somebody who's permitted to carry in their own chatzer, nor the rites of passage of somebody who is not permitted to carry in their own chatzer, can make the chatzer that they walk through usher. So now the Gemara is going to, for pretty much the rest of the next 15 lines or so, the Gemara is going to challenge Rav Dimi's understanding of this machlokas four times. The first two we're going to be able to deflect the challenge, but then the last two we're not going to have any answers for, and therefore we're going to need to understand this machloka somewhat differently. But that's, we're going to have four challenges to Rav Dimi. So challenge number one, Tnan. It said in our Mishnah, Irva chitzona velo pnimis, shtei anasuros, that if the outer chatzer made an eruv, the inner chatzer did not make an eruv, so the Mishnah said both of them are aser. Why are they both aser? The inner chatzer doesn't have an eruv, so they're also to carry, and the inner chatzer walks through the outer chatzer. So the regular asura b'makoma asers the outer chatzer. So money, who's the author of the Mishnah? Ilim Rabbi Akiva, if you want to say that's going like Rabbi Akiva, well, my area regular asura, I feel the regular mutaris nami. Well, what's the great chiddush of that line then? Rabbi Akiva would hold, even if the inner chatzer were allowed to carry in their own chatzer, they would cause a problem for the outer chatzer. Of course, when they're not allowed to carry in their own chatzer, they're going to cause a problem for their outer chatzer. So it doesn't seem that it's going like Rabbi Akiva, because if it were going like Rabbi Akiva, it's very obvious. Elolav Rabbanan. So it must be that it's going like the Rabbanan, and yet, what do you see? That the Rabbanan hold that a regular asura b'makoma will make it asur to carry in the outer chatzer. Rav Dimi wanted to say that the Rabbanan are completely makel. Doesn't matter what the people in the inner chatzer are or not allowed to do, they don't cause a problem for the outer chatzer. But you see, this line in the Mishnah says that if the people in the inner chatzer cannot carry where they are, they do cause a problem for the outer chatzer. So you see that, and it's got to be the Rabbanon who are speaking, so you see that the Rabbanon are a little more machmir than Rav Dimi would have you believe. So says the Gemara, no, it's not the Rabbanon who are saying this line. Liolam Rabbi Akiva, velozu avzu katani. Really, it's Rabbi Akiva. You tell me it's obvious? Yes, sometimes the Mishnah will say some more obvious halachos as it builds up to something that's less obvious. That's a very viable style of teaching. To start with a very, very, very helpful style of teaching. You start with the basics that sound obvious, that sound clear. You ever hear Rav Moshe Shapiro when he gives a shir? He starts with like Bereishis Bara Elokim. He starts with like the most obvious yisodos, and you're like, I can't believe that. Where's he going with this? It sounds like Aleph Beis, and then by the end, your head is spinning. You start with the basics, you start with the obvious, and you build up all the way until you get to a point where you're saying less obvious chidusha. That's the style of Lozu Avzu Katani. Say Nachinami, it's all Rabbi Akiva, and we're completely machmir, that a regular asura b'makoma, zosar shalom b'makoma, and then we go on and we add, even a regular muteris b'makoma, is zosar shalom b'makoma. Second challenge, Tanan, said in the Mishnah, Ir v'zuliatzma v'zuliatzma, zumuteres b'fneatzma v'zumuteres b'fneatzma. If both the inner chatzer and the outer chatzer make their own independent eruvin, so both are mutter independently. The inner chatzer can carry in the inner chatzer, outer chatzer can carry in the outer chatzer. Taima di irva, halo irva shtein asuros. That implies that the only reason they're both allowed to carry is because they made an eruv. But it sounds like if the inner chatzer had not made an eruv, then it would be usher to carry even in the outer chatzer, that a regal asura b'makoma had the inner chatzer not made an eruv. Over here, we're not asking from the halacha that the Mishnah says. We're asking from the diuk you could make from that halacha. The diuk you could make is that had the inner chatzer not made an eruv, it would be usher to carry even in the outer chatzer. I vahat vahai tana da amar regal amuteres eino oseres regal asura oseres. So you see, the tana of our Mishnah must be assuming that a regal hamuteres would not cause a problem, because if the inner chatzer has an eruv, then the outer chatzer is fine. But if the inner chatzer didn't have an eruv, the outer chatzer would be a problem. So maniha, who could be that tana? Ilem Rabbi Akiva, ilem Rabbi Akiva hi afilu regal amuteres nami. If we were going like Rabbi Akiva, well, you have to remember Rabbi Akiva is completely machmir. Rabbi Akiva would think even if both chatzeros made their own eruv, it would be also to carry in the outer chatzer. Just the drisa regal of the inner chatzer, no matter what they're allowed to do or not allowed to do, is going to asur the outer chatzer. Elolav Rabbanan hi. So it must be that it's the opinion of the Rabbanan. So what do you see? That the Rabbanan hold that there's a difference between a regular asura and a regular muteres. Not like Rav Dimi wanted to suggest. So again, Rav Dimi wanted to suggest that the Rabbanan are completely makel. Doesn't make a difference if the inner chatzer is allowed to carry, not allowed to carry. They never cause a problem for the outer chatzer. No, but somebody holds they'll cause a problem if they're a regular asura. Sounds like it's the Rabbanan. Va'od mi, the sefer Rabbi Akiva, reish alav Rabbi Akiva. And furthermore, that line can't be Rabbi Akiva. It has to be the Rabbanan. Because the very next words in the Mishnah are Rabbi Akiva osra achitzon shedrisa regal asarta. So it can't be the line before is also Rabbi Akiva. We just introduced Rabbi Akiva in the next line. So says Gemara, no, that's not a good raya. Kula Rabbi Akiva hi. Really, the entire Mishnah is going like Rabbi Akiva. V'chzur mechzor v'achiktani. And we just have to add in a few words to the Mishnah. This is the way to read the Mishnah. Ir v'zula atzma v'zula atzma, zumutaris b'fnei atzma v'zumutaris b'fnei atzma. If each chatzer makes their own independent eruv, everybody's allowed to carry, they're all fine. But that's only if shasa daka, if you build a daka between the two chatzeros. Meaning, Rabbi Akiva holds that drisas haregel always makes it asur in the outer chatzer. There's only one way out of that, and it's not through making erevin. It's through making a daka, through making some sort of partition between the inner chatzer and the outer chatzer. Some sort of way to recognize that they're separating from each other. But if you don't make this daka, then the outer chatzer is going to be asur according to Rabbi Akiva, even though the inner chatzer has an erev, and therefore they're regular mutaris from Makoma, they could still asur in the outer chatzer. Rabbi Akiva also says hachitzona mipnei shedrisas haregel oseres v'chamom remain drisas haregel oseres, and that's the way to read the continuation of the Mishnah, because it's Rabbi Akiva who says that drisas haregel can asur in outer chatzer, and the Chum say drisas haregel mutaris is not going to asur an outer chatzer. So far we still don't have any clear rayas against Rav Dimi. We tried twice, but we had an answer for each one. Now the term daka has come up a lot of times already in this Masechta. We have a daka of a mavui that we learned in Daf Nun Tesam and Beis. We have a daka between a marpeses and a chatzer on Daf Samach. A daka between an aliyah and other gagos on Daf Pei Tesam and Beis, which we haven't gotten to yet. But the term daka comes up in several places, and there is discussion in the Rishonim what exactly a daka is. There are three basic shitos, as far as I'm aware, in terms of what exactly a daka means. Rashi writes that when you have shtei chatzer zulu fnimizu, so the pnimis makes a delas ketana. The pnimis, the inner chatzer, makes like a small doorway, and that way it's being mesalek its regel from the chitzona. It's as if it's saying that it's no longer going to have drisas haregel on the outer chatzer. The Rashi previously on Daf Nun Tesan Beis by daka shalmavoi also said it's a doorway. It's a pesach namuch, a low doorway at the entrance of the mavoi that is used as a way of expressing that people are trying to be misalik themselves. They're removing themselves from the rishus harabim. Rashi and daf peites amid aleph, when the term daka comes up by a daka between aliyah, between an upper story and other roofs, also says a pesach katan that faces out to the other roofs. And Rashi says that by doing that, again, the whole point is you're megaladas, that you're distancing yourself from the surrounding area. So Rashi, all over the place, when it comes to daka, translates it as a pesach katan. So in daf samach, he says four tfachim. It has to be a height of four tfachim. And the purpose of the daka is it's a statement that you're separating yourself from the area on the other side of the daka. And that certainly fits over here, that we're trying to say that when can the drisas haregel of the inner chatzer not matter to the outer chatzer? They build a daka, as if they're saying, we're removing ourselves, we're not going to matter to you anymore, and therefore people in the outer chatzer would be allowed to carry. Tosel says that a daka is not a pesach, it's a mechitza. It's a low mechitza, four tfachim high. Rabbi Yeruchim writes that Tosel explains that it's a mechitza asara tfachim. Rabbi Yeruchim quotes in the name of Bali Atos that it's 10 tfachim high, so it's like a little platform in front of the mavui. And that's how a lot of the other Rishonim understand as well. Rabbeinu Chanan, the Ritva, a lot of other Rishonim seem to understand that it's some type of small, low platform. The Ritva quotes B'Shem Rashi, and the Piskei Arid also says that daka, by daka shel mavui is that they make a pesach at the entranceway of every mavui on the other side by the wall of the city, where they're able to go out not only through the main entrance of the mavui, and that's why it's a gilui das. Meaning, unlike Rashi, who seemed to say that yeah, it's a little doorway, but it's a doorway that's right between the rishus that you're in and the rishus that you're trying to be misalik yourselves from. They said, no, it's an entrance on the other side to show that you're being misalik yourselves from the place that you're being misalik. So look, I'm building an entrance out the other way. So that's how I'm expressing that I want to be misalik myself from this area. So anyway, that's the term daka. But now, weiter in the Gemara, again, we're going to continue to challenge Rav Dimi's idea. Again, Rav Dimi's idea was that we have two extreme shitos in the Mishnah. We have Rabbi Akiva, who thinks el chatzer apanim is always the drisa regel of an inner chatzer, always asers the outer chatzer, whether they're allowed to carry in the inner chatzer or not. And we have the shita of the chum that is extremely make Mekel and holds that it never asers the outer chater. That's where Rav Dimi understood the Tanaim in our Mishnah. So challenge number three. Mas Rav Bibi Bar Abaye Vim Hayu Shel Yechidim Ein Shrich in the Arev. If it's Hayu Shel Yechidim, the Mishnah had said that if the chateros are owned by Yechidim, by individuals, then they don't need to make an Erev. Hashal Rabim Shrich in the Arev, which makes it sound like that if it wasn't one person in each chater, that they would require an Erev. Alma Regal Amutaris B'Mekoma Eino Oseres. So you see that a Regal Amutaris B'Mekoma, meaning if the inner chater has their own Erev, they would not cause a problem for the outer chater, but Regal Hasura Oseres. But if they did not have an Erev in their own chater, in the inner chater, they would cause a problem for the outer chater. So again, according to Rav Dimi, nobody holds this way. According to Rav Dimi, it doesn't make a difference. Rabbi Kiva is always going to be Machmir, the Rabbanan are always going to be Mekel. But over here we see that there is such a position that holds that it depends. If the inner chatzar has an Erev, they don't cause a problem. If they don't have an Erev, they do cause a problem. So that's we don't have an answer to that one. Va'od, another raya, the Rav Dimi is incorrect. Mas Ravina, Shachach Echod Min Achitzon of Alo Erev. The Mishnah had gone on to say, all the rayas are from the Mishnah. Mishnah went on to say, if one of the members of the outer chatzar forgot and he didn't join in the Erev, Hapnimus Mutares V'Chitzon Asura. So the members of the inner chatzar are allowed to carry in the inner chatzar. Members of the outer chatzar are not allowed to carry in the outer chatzar. Shachach Echod Min Apnimus V'Lo Erev, Shtei Anasuros. Someone from the inner chatzar forgot to join in the Erev, then both chatzeros are asur. Why are both chatzeros asur? Time with the shachach. It's only because someone forgot to join in the inner chatzar's Erev. But the implication is, hello shachach, shtein mutaros. If no one forgot, and the inner chatzar had an Erev, the outer chatzar had an Erev, each independent Erevim, it's going to be totally mutter. So Alma, you see that there is a Tana that's saying that regal amutaros eino seres, regal asura seres. That when you have an Erev, a viable Erev that everyone's joined in the inner chatzar, it's not going to cause a problem for the outer chatzar. If you don't have a viable Erev that everybody's joined in the inner chatzar, if it's a regular asura, then it will cause a problem for the outer chatzar. So who is that Tano according to Rav Dimi? It's not Rabbi Kiva, it's not the Chachamim. So again, Rav Dimi's whole way of understanding our Mishnah was that there were two opinions, and only two opinions in our Mishnah. So it's unusual anyway to say that there are only two opinions in our Mishnah, because whenever you have machlokas, Bali Atosos point this out in many places in Shas, that whenever you have a machlokas, it's very unusual to have machlokas on two extremes. It's very unusual to have only two opinions, and one holds extremely makel, the other extremely machmer, with no one in between. So, and plus the implication of the Mishnah that it quotes a Tanakhama and then a Rabbi Kiva and then of a Chachamim Omrim is that there are more than two opinions. So, not only is it logical in terms of the way halacha normally works that there's going to be more than two opinions, and not only does the Gemara have rayas that there is a middle ground opinion that's being expressed in our Mishnah, but it's but it sounds from the wording of the Mishnah that there's a third opinion. And therefore, Ella ki yasa Ravin, am Rabbi Yanai, gimel machlokas bedavar. Ravin says the name Rabbi Yanai that no, there are three opinions in our Mishnah. There are the two extreme opinions, but there's also middle ground. Tanakama sava regala mutaris eno seres regala asura oseres. Tanakama holds a middle ground that whatever is a regala muteres, whenever someone is when the inner chatzar is allowed to carry inside their own chatzar, they're not going to cause a problem with their drisas haregel to the outer chatzar. But if you have a regala asura oseres, the inner chatzar does not have an eruv in their own inner chatzar, then they do cause a problem with the drisas haregel to the outer chatzar. Rabbi Akiva savar afilu regala muteres oseres. Rabbi Akiva holds, like Rav Dimi said he holds, that even a regala muteres oseres, that no matter what the inner chatzar is or is not allowed to do, they're going to cause problems for the outer chatzar through their drisa regel. V'rabban basrei savri, and then another rabbanon, the chachamim omrim that we had in the second wide line, which is the third shita, holds k'shem sheregelat muteres eino seres kach regel asura eino seres. They hold that it's always going to be completely mutter. Again, like Rav Dimi understood, the whole chiddush that Rav and Amar Rabbi Yana is adding in is that Tanakama, is that there is this middle ground that Tanakama holds that whether the inner chatzar is allowed to carry in their own chatzar or not allowed to carry in their own chatzar will make all the difference in terms of whether they aser on the outer chatzar. Period. So that's the way to, that's the proper way to understand the Mishnah, L'maskanas HaGemara. Now, so the Mishnah went on to say, Nasnu Eruvan b'makom echad. Very cryptically, it said, if they put their Eruv b'makom echad in one place, v'shachach echad ben min ha-pnimis. And then the Mishnah went on to say, and someone forgot to join in the Eruv when they put this this chatzar in a makom echad. So so the Gemara is going to want to, so the Mishnah had said, then shtei and asuros, that then they're both going to be asir. So my makom echad, says, what is this makom echad? What are we talking about over here? Am Rav Yudam Rav Chitzona. So Rav Yudam Rav says makom echad means if they kept their eruv in the outer chatzer, and then one member of either the inner chatzer or the outer chatzer forgot to join in the eruv, so they're both going to be aser. But it's only when they kept the eruv in the outer chatzer. Umay kar la makom echad. Why do they call the outer chatzer makom echad as opposed to the inner chatzer? Any place is one place. Right? What makes it makom echad? So echad sometimes means one, and sometimes echad means miyuchad. It means completely unique. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem, echad. So that involves both beliefs. We have to believe that Hashem is one, that we don't believe in multiple deities, but we also believe he's miyuchad, he's completely unique, and something that is beyond our full comprehension. So makom ha-miyuchad l'shtein. So when we say echad over here, it means the aruchatzer, and it's called echad because it is miyuchad l'shtein. It is designated, it is set aside for both the usage of the people in the inner chatzar and the outer chatzar. As opposed to the inner chatzar, can't be called miyuchad because it's not miyuchad for everybody. It's only miyuchad for the people in the inner chatzar. People in the outer chatzar are not allowed to use the inner chatzar, and therefore it's not called miyuchad. Tani Nami Yachri, we have a brayso that says just like this. Nasmei Reuven b'chitzona, if they put their eruv in the outer chatzar, that's where they keep their eruv. So v'shachach echad bein min ha-chitzon bein min ha-pnimis v'lo irev shtei nasuros, and someone forgot to join in the eruv, so it's also to carry in both areas. Nasnei ruven b'pnimis, if they kept their joint eruv, and again over here now we're talking about where you don't have independent eruv in each chatzer, they now all join together in a single eruv, and it's just a matter of where they're keeping that eruv. So nasnei ruven b'pnimis, if they put their joint eruv of the two chatzeros and they keep it in the inner chatzer, v'shachach echad min ha-pnimis below Erev, and someone from the inner chatzar forgot and he didn't join in that Erev, shtei anasuros. Then they're both going to be asur. Min achitzon below Erev, shtei anasuros, div Rabbi Akiva. Someone from the outer chatzar did not join in the Erev, they're both going to be asur according to Rabbi Akiva. V'chammar min acham say nav. Someone from the outer chatzar did not join in the Erev, v'zu pnimis mutaris v'chitzon asura. That's only going to cause a problem for the outer chatzar, but the inner chatzar is totally fine. The inner chatzar is still going to be mutar in that case. So I'm going to Rabbi Bar Chanan Labaye, Maishon Rabbanan Damri Pnimis Mutaris Mishum Da Achta Dasha Umushtamsha Rabbi Kiva Nami Techa Dasha V'Teshamesh. Why is it that the Rabbanan say that the inner chatzar is mutter? Again, they all joined in one erev. Inner chatzar, outer chatzar, they're all together. So l'chora, if someone's missing and some of this erev is possible because someone didn't join, it should aser on everybody. So what do we say? If they keep the erev in the inner chatzar, and someone from the outer chatzar is the guy who forgot to join, so the Rabbanan said, no problem for the inner chatzar. All the inner chatzar needs to do is lock their door and say, you know what, outer chatzar, we want to have nothing to do with you anymore. You're beyond us, and we have the eruv. We're good. We have our box of matzahs here, and we don't have anyone within our own chatzar who forgot to join. So we're fine, and you're going to be usher anyway. So we're leaving you out. So if the Rabbanan hold you could do that, why doesn't Rabbi Akiva hold you could do that? According to Rabbi Akiva also, why don't we say, let them lock the door to the inner chatzar, remove themselves from the people in the outer chatzar, they've got the box of matzahs in the inner chatzar, good, and they should have a good Erev. So Malay Erev Margila. So he said, no, the fact, Rabbi Akiva would say, the fact that they joined together in a single Erev would mean that it's Ki'ilu, the outer chatzar, as Drisa Saregel into the inner chatzar. Normally we always think of the inner chatzar having Drisa Saregel, the inner chatzar needs to get out. Why does the outer chatzar need to come in? But once they joined in a single Erev, they joined together, so you can't just lock them out. They already have a Drisa Saregel, and it's going to aser. So the Rabbanan, Nami Erev Margila. So Gemara is going to go back and forth. So according to the Rabbanan, what about that svara? Why did the Rabbanan think the inner chatzar could just close the doors and say, forget about you guys in the outer chatzar? What about the Drisa Saregel? So Da'amra Litkuni Shitav haticha v'lola avusei. No, the people in the inner chatzah could say, look, we joined with you to make life easier for us, not to make life worse for us. When we joined with you, the whole idea was that we should be able to carry things between our two chatzeros. Now we can't do that anyway, because one of your members forgot to join in the Eruv. So we didn't intend to join in the Eruv to make life problematic for us, to ruin our own internal ability to carry. At least we want that. At least we want to be able to carry in our own chatzer. So the Rabbi Kiva Nami, namely, Tkuni Shitavtich V'lala Avosei. So according to Rabbi Kiva, why can't you say the same thing? Can't they say to them, look, we did this just for our benefit, not to lose out on account of this joint Eruv? So Da Amra La Mivatlin Alach Rishusi. That the case must be that they say that we're Mivatel our Rishus. Rabbanon ain't bitul rishus michatzer lechatzer, and the Rabbanon will say that there is no bitul rishus from one chatzer to another chatzer. Meaning, when Rabbi Kiva says the penimis is aser, it means it's aser until the bnei chitzona are mevatel the rishus to the bnei penimis. Meaning, they could say, look, we don't want the trouble of the outer chatzer, so Rabbi Kiva says that's fine; they don't need the trouble of the outer chatzer, but they need to get a bitul rishus from the people in the outer chatzer. And the Rabbanon would say that they need to, but they can't get a bitul rishus from the people of the Adur Chatzer. There's ain bitul rishus mechatzel lechatzer. So if you're going to say that the people in the Adur Chatzer have the ability to aser on them, so then that means that the shituf only ruined them, it only hurt them. And they have every right to say, we didn't join this shituf to hurt ourselves, we joined this shituf to help ourselves. Now, according to Rabbi Kiva, it's not ruining yourself, just get a bitul rishus. The shituf isn't ruining you. For now it's ruining until you get a bitul rishus, but as long as you get a bitul rishus, so okay, so as it turns out, the whole machlokas Rabbi Kiva and the Rabbanan is, does bitul rishus work michatzel lechatzer? Meaning the issue is, can do they have the right to say litkuni shetavtich v'lalavusi? But that's really based on whether there could be a bitul rishus michatzel lechatzer. But wait a second, we already had that machlokas in this masechta, and it was not a machlokas tanaim; it was a machlokas amuraim. So says Gemara, lema Shmuel Rabbi Yochanan beplukta the Rabbanan Rabbi Kiva kamiflagi. So it seems that the machlokas we've had previously between Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan is really machlokas tanaim. The Shmuel amar k'rabanan. Shmuel apparently holds like the Rabbanan. Rabbi Yochanan amar k'Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Yochanan holds like Rabbi Akiva. Shmuel says you cannot do bitul rishus from one chatzer to another chatzer like the Rabbanan. Rabbi Yochanan says you can do bitul rishus from one chatzer to another chatzer going just like Rabbi Akiva. So says the Gemara, no, that would obviously not be good if we have a machlokas amoraim that they made no mention of the tanaim that came previous and just said their own shitos. If it would line up perfectly with the machlokas tanaim, that would be a problem. So Amar lecha Shmuel, ana damri afilu Rabbi Akiva. Shmuel would say, I even agree with Rabbi Akiva. Meaning, even though Rabbi Akiva seems to assume you can do bitul rishus michatzel lechatzer, and I hold you cannot do bitul rishus michatzel lechatzer, we are not in disagreement. Why? We're talking about different cases. Ad kan lo kamer Rabbi Akiva hacha el b'shtei chatzeros zulif nemizu da asuna adadi. That when does Rabbi Akiva say? When does Rabbi Akiva say that you're allowed to do bitul rishus from one chatzer to another chatzer? That's only where one chatzer actually restricts the other chatzer. They actually aser each other. Aval hasa mika asri adadi. When I was talking about doing bitul rishus from one chatzer to another chatzer, I wasn't talking about two chatzeros that aser on each other. They had no previous relationship that would cause an iser. The normal case of bitul rishus from chatzer to chatzer is you have two chatzeros that happen to have a window in between them, so they're free to join. They're free to join their own independent Erevin. They're free to join one big Erev. But they're not inherently causing problems for each other. But Zulif Nimizu, where you have a Drisa Regal issue, and certainly where you made one big Erev between them, where they're causing problems for each other, that's a different story. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, and Rabbi Yochanan would say, Anoda Amri Afilu Rabbanan. I think even the Rabbanan agree with me. Meaning the Rabbanan don't rely on Bitul Rishus from one Chatzar to another Chatzar, because Ad Kan Lokar Rabbanan Hacha Elo Da Amar La Admevat Taltali Kaasarti Ilai. The Rabbanan only don't rely on bitul rishus because the inner chatzah should be able to break the Erev without a bitul rishus. They should say, why do I need a bitul rishus? You're causing me problems I don't want. I didn't want to join in this shituf for the sake of causing problems. I wanted to join in this shutfus between the inner chatzah and the outer chatzah to help me. So they shouldn't even need a bitul rishus. It should never have to come to that. That's why they don't allow bitul rishus. But typically, you should be allowed to do a bitul rishus. Period. So the Mishnah went on to say that if the two chatzeros each had only one person, then you don't even need an Eruv. Some Rav Yosef, two chazir zuluf numizu, each of them has only one resident, then it's not even necessary to have an eruv. Some Rav Yosef, Tani Rebbe, so Rav Yosef says, Rebbe taught Hayu Gimel Asurin, that if there were three people between the two chatzeros, then it's going to be a problem. It's only not a problem because there are only a grand total of two people between the two chatzeros. But if you had three people between the two chatzeros, then they would ask each other, you need to make some sort of arrangement. Amalu Rav Bibi, so Rav Bibi said, when he heard Rav Yosef quote this from Rebbe, he says, Lo Tatsisule, don't listen to Rav Yosef. I know I'm Risinela, I'm the one that brought this teaching, and I never said it in the name of Rebbe. Umishmei de Ravad Barava, I'm Risinela. I said in the name of Ravad Barava. Hovani Kori ben Rabim Bachitzona. So he says, and the way I taught it was that since there are Rabim Bachitzona, there was no Rebbe. All I said was that if the outer chatzar has two people, then the outer chatzar is usher based on the rights of the guy in the inner chatzar to walk through that outer chatzar. So it's a total of three people, two of whom are in the outer chatzar, one of whom is in the inner chatzar. The dris haregel of the fellow in the inner chatzar is going to make it problematic for the outer chatzar. So Rav Yosef heard this, that he had misquoted the whole teaching. He had said it didn't matter, that as long as it's three people total, it doesn't matter where there's two, where there's one. So Rav Yosef, Mari Davram, Rabim Berebi Ichlifli. I confuse Rabim, the term Rabim, with Rebbe. That's why I said in the name of Rebbe that if you have three people total. What I should have said is that if there's Rabim on the outside, and that's what makes three people total, two people in the outer chatzar, that's where you have a problem. So there's an interesting discussion. How do you pronounce that word, Resh Beis Yud, in all the Shas? Right, we say it all the time. Is it Rebbe? Rabbi? So there is a machlokas, and no one says Rebbe, essentially. It's either Rebbe or Rabbi. So Rabbi Yaakov Emden points out, from our Gemara, it sounds like, if Rav Yosef says Rabbi, Resh Beis Yud with Rabim Ichlifli, that I got confused between the term Rabim and Resh Beis Yud, it sounds like it's probably Rabbi. Right? Because that's the one that sounds most similar to Resh Beis Yud. In the Kovitz Or Torah, he suggests that, you can't prove anything from the fact that he got confused. Rav Yosef, what do we know about Rav Yosef? He went blind, he got sick when he was older, he forgot all of his learning. We've had it several times in this Masechta already. So when he says Rabbi Rav Michlifli, it could have been two completely different words that he was confused by. He forgot a lot of things. There was, unfortunately, as he got older, he forgot a lot of things. Not necessarily so that it's because they are they're similar words that they're confused for each other. But the Bali Diktuk seem to argue if it's Rebbe or Rabbi. No one seems to really assume Rebbe. Where Rebbe came from is in places where they would pronounce a chirik that sounded a little bit like a segel. When they had places, so people started calling that Rebbe. It also may depend on what the word means. It may mean different when you say Rebbe Meir versus Rebbe Yehuda Hanasi when you call him Rabbi. It may have different meaning. We have a term Biribi in Shas. Right, some of the Tanaim and Amram, when we quote them as Beribi. So what does Beribi mean? So Rashi writes that Beribi means like the Gadol Adar, that he was the recognized. It's not another name. You never have a double name in Shas. You have a double name in Rishonim very rarely, but double names really came later on for Shalom Bayis purposes, probably. Should we name after your side? And I said, okay, we'll just double names, triple names, quadruple names. They keep adding names. But it used to be in the times of the Gemara, they never had double names. The first double names I think we find is there's a Balatosos in Maseches Chulin that was Yaakov Yisrael. And till very recently, whenever there was a double name, it was always two names that were somehow associated with each other, that fit with each other, like a Yiddish translation of a name, something like that. But it is very rare that you had two completely different names. So Beribi is not just another name. Beribi is a title. So it could be that Rabbi is Beribi, that Gadol Adar. They called him Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, they just called him Rebbe, is Gadol Adar, as opposed to just like a title that would mean Rabbi Meir, because he's Rabbi, our teacher. Not about the Gadol Adar, it would be more of a statement of our teacher. So this is a discussion that the Bali Diktuk have. Another just side point over here, Rav Yosef's choice of exclamation throughout Shas is always Mari Davram. Rav Yosef is always the one screaming, Mari Davram! Mari Davram means, oh my gosh, it means Ribono Shalom. It's the way we would exclaim Ribono Shalom. So there's a nice B'nai Yisoskar, Zilberstein quotes, that the B'nai Yisoskar says, why Davka Mari Davram? So he says that it's based on the Gemara, Masechet Baba Basra, where the Gemara says, in Bava Basra. I just lost the place. Yeah, the Gemara says in Bava Basra that Margolis Tova Hisatlub Bit Savar Shal Avram Avinu, that Avram Avinu used to have this gem that he would hang around his neck, that any chola that would see it would immediately become healed. And when he died, Hashem put it in the Gilgal Chama. Hashem gave that therapeutic power to the sun. So sometimes a chola can get healed temporarily, at least from the sun. So when Rav Yosef would experience moments of clarity like this, where he realized he was wrong, he would say Mari da Avram. He would refer back to Avram Avinu and the healing power that he's able to get every once in a while when the weather is good and when things are feeling just right. As Rachman al Tzlan, sometimes we see cholim who they're not so right, but they have days where they have certain clarity and other days where they don't. So he'd say Mari da Avram. So let's just go a little vaytru. Shmuel Amar liolam utar sachu shnayim bepnimis ve'echad bechitzona. Shmuel would say it's always going to be a mutter unless there are two people in the inner chatzar that cause a problem. Amar Ablazer v'nachri areu k'rabim. Having a nachri in the inner chatzar is like having a rabim in the inner chatzar, causes a problem. So Maishnei sold the loss of demand the yad yada demand the loyad the savri ruve iruv. Why is one Yisrael in the inner chatzar not a problem? Because whoever knows that it's just one, that's fine. It's just one. Whoever doesn't know will just assume he joined in the eruv. Nachri nami amar the yad yada the loyad the savri guri guri. Why don't we say the same thing by a guy, that whoever knows that it's just one person knows that it's just one person, and whoever doesn't will assume he was socher as rishus. So says Marno, stam nachri yisidog or mifapai. No one will assume he was socher as rishus, because a stam nachri is always going to be yapping about it, will always be talking about it. That's a sign of a yichus if a person is a little more quiet, a little more tsanua. So as Rav Zilberstein has a shayla, if you see two people drowning and one of them has a reputation of being a very loud person, is that, can you maybe assume that his yichus isn't as good, and maybe you should save the person who's a little quieter? So probably not, but okay.